Thief River MLA Dan Williams joins us on the line. Sir, thank you very much for joining us. Mr. MLA, a week has passed that we've had to sink in about Jason Kenney's resignation from his premiership. Please, comments on the fact that the resignation has happened.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it was very difficult for the party to see such a split vote right down the center. I appreciate what Premier Kenney has done for this province. We got to remember, whatever difficult times we went through, and he had to lead us through during COVID, he united two different conservative factions into one, won the largest mandate by vote in Alberta's history, and started a program of reform to Alberta that we have not seen for a very, very long time. I'm very appreciative of the sacrifices he's made, and I will say this, that increasingly it's difficult for people to want to be in politics. It has become divisive and bitter and angrier and angrier. So to see someone like Jason work the way he has, sacrifice he has, and then leave gracefully knowing that he's stepping aside so that the party and the province can stay united in spite of a very split vote. Despite winning the vote in a technical sense, he knew the right thing to do was to move forward together, that's tough. And so I think we all owe him, wherever you stand politically, a lot of thanks for his public service. And I'm going to be continuing to say thank you to the Premier until he finishes, when a new leader is elected sometime this summer or fall.
In your mind, Mr. MLA, what are you looking for as far as a new Premier is concerned?
I think that's the right question. We have to ask ourselves, what do we need as a province, and what does Peace Country need? And as far as I'm concerned, we need to have somebody with a proven track record, someone with competence, and someone with principles. I mean, I think Albertans respect when somebody has a set of principles that they hold, they stick to, they let you know what they are. And so I'm looking for somebody, a principled conservative. I'm looking for somebody that knows Peace Country, knows who we are in Peace River and the constituency very well. I'm looking for someone who has a track record of being able to manage our economy, which is about to explode into some of the largest growth we've seen in two decades, I'd say, really since the early 2000s, in terms of the boom we're facing, which is terrific. But that comes with its own set of difficulties. And we need a premier that's able to manage labor shortages, inflationary situation with monetary policy federally that we're going to have to interact with. I'm looking for someone who's got a track record in standing up to Trudeau. So it'll be interesting to see who puts the name forward. But it might be time to start looking at a premier, maybe from the north, definitely not myself. I'm going to be offering my support to the candidate who best articulates the values of Peace Country, and I'm looking forward to the race.
I think you just judged it on. You are not throwing your hat in the ring, I'm assuming?
That's exactly right. I think that there are so many capable individuals in our party, in our province, that I'm very much looking forward to supporting a candidate who I know has those same conservative values that we hold in Peace Country, who is looking forward to being a premier that's going to deliver competent, stable government. That's what we need through this time of growth.
Now, you did bring up a good point here, Mr. MLA, and the fact that Peace River's constituency and the northwest part of territories, and for that matter, or northwest part of the province, excuse me, and for that matter, rural Alberta in general, or as some people call it, remote Alberta, for lack of a better term. Now, having this transition period in place, between Mr. Kenney and the next premier, what is that doing, or what does that do for, I guess, specifically Peace River's constituency?
Well, I think what it does is it provides stability as we're going forward. The premier knows our constituency well. No premier in a three-year term has visited Peace Country more than our premier has. And that's High Level, that's Peace River, that's La Crete, and many of the communities in between. So I do think that having the premier stay on until the next leader is chosen provides stability in that transition. And it's a premier who knows us, and to be honest, he loves Peace Country. He sees Northwest Alberta as the economic and entrepreneurial heart of this province. I think it's true.
Now, you've already stated that you're not throwing your hat into the ring, Mr. Williams, but where in this particular point in the ball game does MLA Dan Williams go from here?
Well, I continue to do the people's work. I have lots of constituency meetings I need to continue to do in the midst of this. There are many projects coming in. I'm working with the folks in Manning and North Peak Housing for the Delaware Lodge. We have a number of school projects that are happening, just announced a few, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago it must have been. The groundbreaking for the Quatre Vents in Peace River. There are a number of different projects that need to continue to be worked on. We have two new bridges coming down on Highway 88. So these are important projects for our community. So I'm going to continue to do that work. I'm going to continue to listen to my constituents. That's my job. I need to hear where they're coming from. In the midst of the summer, of course, as the people's business here, the legislature finishes hopefully soon, perhaps this week, I'll be out there and hopefully endorsing a candidate, like I said, that has a track record of competency, stable government, can manage this growing economy, and has and shares those conservative values that we have up here in Peace Country.
Peace River MLA Dan Williams has joined us on the line. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Keith. We'll chat with you anytime you like.